Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, there's a long history of tribal violence in the Southern Highlands of Papua New Guinea. For generations, 32 tribes have been at war. And since 2001, the army's been sent in to bring order. In fact, an official state of emergency has been called in the region as well. Also sent in during that time, though, was a peace agent, Australian woman Joy Balazzo. She's originally a nun from the Philippines, and she now works for the Uniting Church on a program called Young Ambassadors for Peace. And after 7 years negotiating between those 32 warring tribes, Joy has been able to help bring about an official peace treaty amongst them. It's an amazing story, an incredible story, and Joy is with us to talk about it. Joy, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
Which part of the Philippines are you from, by the way?
I come from Mindanao, The southern part of The Philippines.
I've got a real soft spot for the Filipinos. I really do. Yes. Beautiful people.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the way that God has built the Filipinos, like yourself, then to be peacekeepers and to be friendly, warm people who actually can bring people together.
Mm.
Tell me about this program that you run.
The Young Ambassador for Peace is basically really looking at the human rights violations that is going on all over the world. And basically, when I was working with human rights, it was really responding to already a violation that was happening. So I thought, really, is there a way where we could prevent it from happening?
Hmm.
And this was the beginning of me thinking how to get a kind of program that would prevent, you know, the violations of human rights or injustices.
Yes.
And why young people? Why is it Young Ambassador for Peace? Because when I was going to all these countries that had conflict, it was really the young people who were in the front line of battlefield, probably because they don't have jobs, you know, there were no one taking care of them. But for them to hold a gun, to hold anything that would kill, was a prestige.
Mm.
So I thought, you know, if this is the kind of young people we have, what kind of generations we will have in the future? So if we could change the attitude of these people, show them that there are other ways of resolving a conflict rather than going into taking violence and killing people.
Yes.
So that was the main purpose why we had this Young Ambassador for Peace.
So let's work on Papua New Guinea and the Southern Highlands tribes there as a case study. You've been successful in bringing around this peace treaty after generations. Mm. It's fantastic. How do you do it? You bring in members of the 32 tribes, then what do you do?
It wasn't really that easy of bringing them all together in one go. I mean, it took 7 years to do it, you know. We have what they call honor of the fights, which is really the main people that are doing it. So in the beginning, when we had our first workshop, we had members of these different tribes to come in, but not the owners of the tribe. And then they go into the 7-day workshop, which is really transforming themselves and really looking at ways and then ways of resolving conflict. And then they didn't realize that there's actually other ways of doing it. So they're sold to that idea. They actually become different people after they have finished the workshop. So they can go back to the community because they now are friends, you know, with the opposite. But they are not the owner of the game. They are not the owner of the conflict.
Mm.
So they go back to the community. They talk to these other people until finally they would get into the owner of the game, where the owner of the game or the owner of the conflict see that there has been differences. And of course, people in the community are already sick and tired of living for generation in fear. So now that they have seen that there is a way out, then they grab it.
Mm.
So they try to really influence the owner of the fight to come to a conflict.
So this just could be shown a vision that something else can be possible.
Yeah, that's right.
But how do they get on when you first bring them together, these members of these different tribes?
Oh, it is very tense, really tense. In fact, last year when we already had the owner of the fight come together, there were 96 people. We have to have police guards. We have to have all these people in the government to keep watch, you know, because they were really, although they were convinced that they are going to go into this workshop, they still have that antagonism and hatred among themselves.
Face to face with their enemies.
Yeah, because they're really enemies, you know. But the workshop is tailored in a way that, you know, they they feel that something is secure and all that, because we start with games and really trying to relax them, that this is a safe place mm-hmm. for them, until eventually, you know, the cyborgs have become serious and looking into their conflict. And this is where they start to say, well, why are we fighting?
Mm. You know? And do you get them to get to know each other? I think it was President Carter in the United States who mm. brought together the leaders of Israel and Palestine mm. together, mm. and the breakthrough point came when he got them both to talk about their grandchildren. And it's like, well, we're both human.
I'm not sure whether they start to talk about their grandchildren, but definitely.
No, but start talking about their lives.
Yeah, they
talk about
do,
their personal
they do.
Lives.
They, took a lot, they talk about their lives, because in fact, in the beginning of the workshop, we have name games. But then we didn't say, well, apart from knowing the names, I think we should go beyond knowing the games. And this is when they start talking about who they are, how mm-hmm. many kids they have, what do they do in the community, and all that, mm-hmm. you know. And then that's coupled with a game that really unites them. And then we have lots of activities, like, for example, making a map of the whole Papua New Guinea or the whole of the Southern Highlands, where they actually unite, you know, or do as a team, because they have to organize it in such a way that it becomes a real map of where they are. Mm-hmm. And then they have to talk to each other, because then they have to show us where are the resources, what happens in this area, you know, who lives in this area, what are the economic base of these people. So they really start to talk to each other yeah. on something very, very yeah. basic.
Joy Balazzo is with us. She's from Young Ambassadors for Peace, and she is a peacemaker. She's actually been instrumental in bringing about a peace treaty in the Southern Highlands of Papua New Guinea, 32 warring tribes basically putting down their weapons, at least for a period of time anyway. Why do they come in the first place, these members who start taking part in this program? They know that they're going to come face to face with their enemies. Why do they even come to your program?
When I went to Papua New Guinea, I knew there were all these tribal groups that were coming. In fact, at that time, they really didn't even think that there was such thing as win-win, where all the, you know, all the conflict people in conflict will win, because mm. all they know is, I kill five people of yours, you kill five people of mine. Mm. First, there were two people from different tribes who came to Australia, and we had a workshop together with six other countries, and then they were really sold about it. So when they came back to the Highlands of Papua New Guinea, they talked about it. They talked to their bishop, and they saw that there is a way. They have never heard of win-win approach. Mm. So that's when they started to look at these enemies, just slowly, slowly in small groups, until finally they have been convinced that there's actually a way of doing this. Mm, wow. And if you go to Tari, like when I went to Tari, let's say in 2003, there were hardly any people on the streets, even during market days. If you go now, you wouldn't think it was the same as 2003. There are lots of shops now, people walking slowly and really talking to each other.
The fear is gone.
Yeah, and people come to me and say, you know, this is because of YAP, because we have really come to understand each other. Mm. So it is very inspiring.
Very
you know?
Inspiring. Keeps must help you to get up out of bed every day.
That's right.
Yes, very much yeah. so. And of course, this will be motivated by your Christian faith as well. This is
that's
why
right.
you're doing
that's
this.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do this even if I had an idea, if Uniting Church would not have supported me. I mean, Uniting Church was very... give me all the freedom to do the creative way of, you know, trying to resolve it. So, yes, the church has supported me definitely, and it's because also of my Christian faith that brought me into this.
You're called to be a peacemaker.
That's right. Mm. I believe that Christ came to bring peace, and I think that's a mission we should continue.
Yes, his work as his ambassadors.
Yes.
Yes. Well, just bring it down then, just two or three points on peacemaking. What are the essential principles that you work on about bringing warring people together?
Number one, you cannot bring peace unless there is peace in you. So peace begins with us. Because I have this principle that you cannot give what you do not have. Mm-hmm. So if there is no peace in your heart, you cannot give it. And the second one is, we are all created by God who is good. Mm-hmm. And so God cannot create anyone that is bad. So in every person, there's always goodness in him or her. But because of the struggle of life, you know, you try to defend yourself with what is going on. So you don't practically anymore see the goodness in mm-hmm. there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So in the peacemaking, our first challenge is to how to scale down all those defenses so you could see the goodness in that person. And goodness attracts goodness. So that's basically what I'm working on.
That's you're working on. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Joy. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Pleasure.
Yeah, Joy Balazzo, from Young Ambassadors for Peace. Quite an inspiring work, isn't it? Overseasaid.org is the website of the Uniting Church Overseas Aid Program, who basically are running this Young Ambassadors for Peace initiative, overseasaid.org.
We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.